All right, we are in... Oh, can I have a Tanakh, please? We are in chapter 6, maybe a larger one. I'm older than I was last week. Any larger letters? Okay, I got this. Is
large enough.
Okay. All right, so we were in the middle of Perek Vav, chapter 6. And I want to go back a little bit... and review one piece of it and sort of delve a little bit more deeply into it. As you recall, Hashem gave Gideon a bunch of simanim, or oso, signs that there was going to be successful, just like he did with Moshe Rabbeinu. And one of the signs that Hashem gives to Moshe Rabbeinu, gives to Gideon, is, let's see here, it is, where do we have it here? Pasuk.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, so let's pick it up here from Perek Zion. Actually, let's start with Perek Zion. Actually, let's start from the beginning of Perek Zion. Bayashkem Yerubaal Hu Gidon v'chol ha'am asher ito v'yachanu al ein charod u'machane midyan hayalo mitzafon migivat hamoreh ba'emek. Yerubaal, who is Gidon, got up early with the nation, and they camped at Ein Charod, and the camp of Midian was in the north, Givat Hamoreh. Vayomer Hashem el Gidon, Rav ha'am asher itach mititi es Midian bi'adam, pen yispa'er alai Yisrael le'mor yadi hoshiat li. So, if you recall, we mentioned this last week briefly, that Hashem said, listen, I don't want so many people fighting this war, because if I have so many people fighting the war, then the people are going to say, we did it. So, he wants to imbalance the numbers so greatly that it will be impossible for anybody to say, kochi va'otzem yadi, that we did it on our own. So, viatra, this is what I want you to do. Krana be'azne ha'am le'mor, mi'arei v'chared yashovi yitzpor me'har agilad. Whoever is afraid... Should go. Vayashav min ha'am esrim u'shnayim elef aseres alafim nisharu. 22,000 people ran away. 22,000 people went legitimately AWOL. What does AWOL stand for? I think that
absent with leave.
Yeah. So this would be all absent with leave. Okay. All right. So. Vayashav min ha'am esrim u'shnayim. Vayomer Hashem el Gidon. Od ha'am rav, he says, it's still too many people. Horeid osam el amayim v'tzarfenu lecha sham. Bring them down to the water. V'haya asher omari lecha ze yelech itach, hu yelech itach. And I'm going to tell you who is going to go with you to war and who is not. V'chol asher omari lecha ze lo yelech imach, hu lo yelech. Whoever I tell you is going to go is going to go. Whoever is not going to go is not going to go. Vayored osam el amayim, and he brought the nation down to the water. Vayomer Hashem el Gidon, and God says to Gidon, Kol asher yalok b'lshono min amayim, kasher yalok hakelev tatzigo solavad, v'chol asher yichral birkav lishtos. Vayhi mispar hamalakikim biadam el pihem, shlosh meos ish, v'chol yaser ha'am karu al birkeim lishtos mayim. So I'm going to read these two psukim backwards. I'm going to read the second pasuk first. The number of people who were melakakim biadam el pihem. What does that mean? Who were melakakim biadam el pihem? They lapped up the water. They lapped up the water with their hands to their mouth. That was 300 people. Chol yeser ha'am karu al birkeim lishtos mayim. And the rest of the people, they kneel down on their knees to drink the water. So. Vayomer Hashem el Gidon, God says to Gidon, Bishlosh meos ha'ish ha'malakikim oshiyaschem, with the 300 people that were lapping up the water, I will save you with those 300. V'chol ha'am yolchu yishlum kamo, everybody goes to their place. Now, let's go back to Pasuk Hei. He takes them down, Vayomer Hashem el Gidon, and Hashem says to Gidon, here is the criteria for who is going and who is staying. Kol asher yalok bilshono min hamayim, kasher yalok hakelev tatzigo solavad. V'chol asher yichra al birkav lishtos. I want you to translate that pasuk the best you can. How do we translate this? Vayomer Hashem el Gidon. God says to Gidon. Well, let's see if you could do it on your own first. Then you can we can take a look at the English.
Everyone who laps. with his tongue from the water.
Okay, everyone who laps with his tongue with the water, kasher yalo kakelev,
like a dog laps,
tatzig oso levad. Tatzig means to set him up or to establish him, right? Tatzig oso levad, what does that mean?
Put him alone.
You'll set him aside, put him alone. V'chol asher yichra al birkav lishtos, and whoever bends down on their knees to drink.
It doesn't say.
So this is a weirdly constructed pasuk. Now the next pasuk seems to clarify, right? The next pasuk says, whoever is melakik with their hands, well, melakik with their hands to their mouth, those are the people. So who are those? So what is the criteria, and who met the criteria? Do we know what the criteria is? I mean, it's a weird. You can read it in the English now and see if it makes any more sense. What?
The ones that bent down on the knees,
those are the people that meet the criteria or are excluded.
The ones that brought the water from their hands to their mouth, those 300 are the ones that are.
But go back to the first pasuk and tell me which side of the people that bring it to their mouth. Vayomer Hashem el Gidon, kol asher yalok bilshono min hamayim, whoever laps up the water with their tongue, kasher yalok hakelev, as the dog does, tatzigo selavad, put them to the side. So is that the winning side or is that the losing side? Sounds like the losing side. Okay. The kol asher yichra al birkav lishtos, is that the winning? And whoever kneels on their, is that the winning side or the losing side?
They're both.
Oh, okay, so that's the losing side.
The ones who go on their knees is the losing.
Okay, how do you know that the one who go on their knees is the wrong one? From the next pasuk. V'chol yeser ha'am karu al berkeim lishtos mayim. The people who are not going to be part of these 300 are the people that bend down on their knees. Now, if that's in fact the case, so let's, in other words, the second pasuk says that the people who go down on their knees, they're excluded. But the first pasuk gives us two groups of people, neither of which are described as going down, neither of which are described as in the positive sense. In other words, we know the people that are on the negative side, right? But who are the people on the positive side? What does the second pasuk say? Pasuk vav. Who are the people that are gonna be part of this? What? Yeah. What is the characteristic of the 300 men in pasuk 6? Lap with their hands to their mouth. So now let's go back to pasuk 5. Which of these two groups is the group that laps with their hands to their mouth?
The ones that were put on the side, but the
pasuk. Wait, one second.
Pasuk before that, even.
But I'm saying in pasuk 5, which of the two are the ones are putting their hands to their mouth? You said it's the first group. I would say it's neither. No group in pasuk hey is described with the criteria that of the winners in pasuk vav.
What to do with them?
Putting them on the side.
We don't know. Who the group is.
Okay,
defined.
So on the first in pasuk hey, are either of those groups qualifying for? Are either of those groups qualifying for?
Perhaps.
Okay, that's always a good answer. Okay, yeah. What do you want to say, Helen?
Let's go back to 4.
Okay.
Because I will purge them for you, and I know it's Rafenu. I've seen in Tehillim.
Okay, good. Let's sarif.
Purify.
Okay, that's to purge and to purify. Good.
And usually, the ones who are purified are set on the side. Like, what can we say? Someone who's kedusha are the ones who are set aside.
Okay.
From all others.
Okay, so
in other words, it seems to be hinting that the ones who are going to be set aside.
Okay, Helen says something very good. In the previous pasuk dalet, it says that he's going to litzaref, which means to purge and to purify, and in pasuk hey, Hashem says to Gidon, whoever is yalak bilshono min hamayim, tatzigo solavad, we're going to put them aside. So those are the people that are going to be, Helen is saying, that's a hint that those are the people that are going to be purged. Those are, the group that out of purging and purifying, this is the group that emerges. So that's an excellent inference from the pasuk. Again, my question or my challenge is that in pasuk vav, while that is a good inference from Dalet to Hey, but from Hey to Vav, when Vav actually explicitly tells us the criteria, he gives us the criteria of Malak can be Adam LPM. So if we now take Pasuk 6, which has an explicit statement of the criteria, and now go back to Pasuk Hey, so which of these two groups is Malakikim bi Adam es Yideihem? Malakikim bi Adam es Piyam? Neither of them are described with that criteria. Yeah.
Maybe Hashem didn't want to let Gidon know in advance which was the good and the bad. So, like, you know, sometimes when you're testing people, people tend to give away which is the correct answer. So this way, it's like kind of, this is a criterion. He went and he did it. And then the resulting small number of people.
Okay,
people,
but I'm saying.
Well, he didn't know what. What for the person who does a test? Like, you know, when people who do tests, they often give the answer away with the way they say it.
Right,
know?
But I'm saying, even in the Pasuk Hey does seem to give a criteria. If you assume that first group.
But I'm saying, which is a good one.
But yes, but the criteria change. If you assume that group A in Pasuk Hey is the group that's going to win, or is the winning group that is going to be the tzaddikim that go to war, that's a different criteria than Pasuk Vav. Pasuk Vav is a different criteria. In Pasuk Hey, we have Kasher Yalok HaKelev Tatsigoso, whoever laps up the water like a dog, that's. And in Pasuk Vav, we have Malakikim Bi Adam El Pihem, those who bring the water. So what I'm trying to sort of flesh out here is that if you read the psukim quickly, then you don't have a problem. But if you read the psukim slowly and carefully, then it becomes quite problematic to understand what is the criteria that is being put forward and who is actually meaning the criteria. And the criteria seem to change, right? It seems to be a moving target.
Well, we said last week that the ones who bent down were the ones who, it was like in the lesson we said, that they, the ones who were so used to bending over that they...
But they're both bending.
No, not on their knees, not like prostrating themselves. The other ones are just like, you know, the difference about whether you clean the floor by
your
knees.
Okay, so Helen says that again. We did say it, but just because we said it doesn't mean it's true. It just means that we said it last week.
Okay.
Even if you learned it in high school, nach besser, doesn't mean that it's true, right? but let's go with that for a second, because that is what everybody that seems to be the simple shot that people take away from this pasuk, that when you're bowing down, that's a problem, because that's sort of like avodah zara, as opposed to the other group, which is kasher yalok hakelev tatzigoso. Now, if you would have to describe, you know, you have two groups. One is a group which is, if not condemned, certainly not looked highly upon, and another group which is the purified group out of this purge. These are the high-level people. So the quote-unquote bad guys here, they're the ones that are bowing down like avodah zarah. The good guys are lapping up water like a dog. That's how you would describe it. I'm saying if you were writing the pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm giving you, instead of the Navi, I'm giving you the right to fill in the blank over here. Is that how you would fill it in? If you wanted to describe these righteous people that are not Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that they drink water like a dog?
Well, we always go back to Mitzrayim. The dogs didn't bark. They, you know, were truly loyal to Hashem.
Okay, good. So, all right. So Helen says maybe this is somehow a reference to L'chol b'nei Yisrael o'yicharatz kelev l'shono. With all our other Mitzrayim allusions, maybe this is yet another one.
Helen, who would you invite for dinner?
We had dogs. The ones who don't kneel on the ground. Maybe a rug or something.
Pasuk Hey, it may not be any of the chosen. All you have two descriptive groups. One are like dogs in their lap, and the other kneels down. When you go ahead in six, it says those that are going to be selected are going to just bring water.
Okay, so Fred is saying maybe the first pasuk, neither of them are select group. Right, which is not the way most mefarshim, you know, the simple read that, and certainly not how Helen learned it in high school, right? That, but maybe if you're reading this these psukim, you know, these guys are like dogs. These guys are you know, none of them are really great. And pasuk vav it gives you a different criteria. Yes.
I don't see that it's such a bad thing that they're, I mean, they're described as dogs, but if you're in the woods, or people do that.
People do what?
Take water like this.
And is that how a dog does it?
I don't know.
I never seen a dog take water in their. I never saw. Right? A dog puts his mouth into the water.
When he drinks, he'd be in a direction against the wind in case there's any, if there's any enemies coming, they would be sensitive to any predators. It's the same thing when they go ahead, when an animal has to relieve itself.
So against
the wind.
So the people that are drinking like a dog, these are people that have good military that's what you're suggesting.
As opposed to a man that goes up in the meal, he's very vulnerable.
Right. Okay. So maybe say okay. So these people they have good military these are good warriors. These are the kind of people. Right. Okay. What? They're the lowest of the group. Like the dogs. One second. I don't understand what you're saying. Oh, in other words, if you want to show that it's really Yad Hashem, you want to take the worst of the worst and win the battle with a few of them.
On the other hand, it might also be saying the ones who are least more sophisticated are also the ones that are doing the idol worship.
Okay, so if I have succeeded in anything, and I hope I have, it is to be confused and at least to look at these psukim with a fresh pair of eyes, and not just to put our assumptions into the pasuk. So let's take a look at what some of the mefarshim say. So let's start with Rashi. Okay, so Rashi apparently was the parish of choice in Helen's high school. Would you go to Shalamis?
Flatbush.
Who'd you have for a Navi when you learned Shoftim?
I have no idea. Chumash.
Who'd you have for Chumash?
Rabbi
Harimati?
Rabbi
Shach. Okay. All right.
I had him for actually Gemara, which I did not like.
Okay. All right. We'll take that off of the tape if we remember. Okay. All right. So, all right. It's okay. You're anonymous on the tape.
I didn't have the education for that.
Okay. So let's say Rashi. So Rashi says, Kasher yalok bilshono v'chol asher yichral berkav lishtos tatzig oso levad, that the people that lap up with their tongue, so you'll set them up, you will establish them, you'll put them aside on the, you know, separately. Tatzig oso levad chutz misiatcha, anyone who bends forward while on his knees, set them aside out of your group. You know, they're going to be separate. Ki heim lo yelchu imach. I'm sorry. Call Sheikhral Berkav Lishtos. The ones that are going to bow down on their knees, those Tatsigo Solavad. In other words, Rashi is saying the following. This is how you have to read the Pasuk. You have to sort of add in a word. The Pasuk reads, those who lap it up like a dog, put them aside. And those who kneel down, put them aside as well. In other words, this is a classic biblical construction. You have sort of in the center of the pasuk, you have this verb, which is tatzig oso levad, and the two ends of the pasuk are both referencing that. So you have those who bow down, who are like the dogs, tatzig oso levad, and then you have v'chol asher yichral birchav lishtos, and those who bow down to drink, tatzig oso levad. Because if you don't read it that way, the second half of the pasuk just goes into the ether. There's nothing there. So Rashi is bothered by this. Rashi says the end of the pasuk must be referring back to the middle of the pasuk as well. And therefore, So what's the difference between the people who drink like dogs and the people who bow down? So he says, Shekachem lemudim lechroa lefnei avodas gilulim. This is what we all said last week. This is like a, you know, this is an indication that these people have a lot of experience in avodah zara. Fine. So we're going to take the dog lickers rather, lappers rather than the avodah zara, the people that signify avodah zara. So that's what Rashi says. The Rabag, however, takes a different view. The Rabag says, I don't know what happened to all my underlines here. Okay, the Rabag says, bottom of page one. Hinei lezos hasiba gam kein lo ratza Hashem sheyisharu imo zulasi amalakim biyadam el piem ki zemora al charitzus ugevura. Why does he want the people that are raising their hands to their mouths? Because this signifies people that indicate charitzus ugevura, people that are diligent and have koach and certain strength and. The ulam asher karal birkeim, the people that kneel down on their knees, hey matzelim, these are lazy people. Viratza shiyashuvu lahem, and he wanted these people to go. So you know, not too far away from what Fred was saying. This is an indication, says the Ralbag, of really of their warrior quality. Who do you want people fighting the war? You want that Salem? You want lazy people? You want people going to take some initiative? Charitzus ugevura. Turn the page. Verache halev. Higdil balei averos. Verache halev. Ki ha'ish hayarei. Hu yarei me'avera. Shebiado. Somebody who is. You want people who are yarei Hashem, fearful of averas in their hands, right? The second pasuk says they pick up the water in their hands and they look it, right? So maybe it's sort of like a metaphor for that. Okay, so at least on the first part of this, it's a simple warrior strategy. We want the people that are not going to be the lazy people. So you have the people that are like the dogs. The people that are like the that bow down. It's not about avodah zarah per se. It's about lazy people. But do dogs really show? How do dogs indicate? Lapping it up like a dog. How does that indicate less laziness than the people that are bowing down?
When you're lapping with your hand, you're saying, while you're drinking, you're also alert around you what's going on.
All right, so that's going back to what you were saying, that maybe like a dog who's alert. Okay, but the Ralbag doesn't say that. I think that your answer is a fair answer. But the Ralbag doesn't actually say that. So that's a little bit of a pushback on the Ralbag. Take a look via Barbanel, middle of page two. Again, I don't know what happened to the underline, so we're just going to have to read through a little bit here. Rotzalo Maralanari brought him down to the river. Vishamar Hakel Yisparach Legidon Kol Asher Yilok Bil Shonom Et Amayim Kasher Yilok HaKelev. Rotzalo Mar Sheyatzig Levad Kol Asher Yilok Bil Shono Kasher Yilok HaKelev. Set these people aside, the people that lap it up like a dog. V'chol Asher Yikral Birkas Lishtos. And whoever is kneeling down, Rotzalo Mar V'chein Tatzig Levad Kol Asher Yikral Birkas Lishtos. And set those people aside. That was sort of like what Rashi said. Right? And Rashi said based on avodah zara issues, but that's how Rashi read the pasuk. The haya inyan zed ledas ralbag shebarishona tziva sheyashuv kol ha'ish hayarei v'racha levav v'yata b'nisayon hazed tziva sheyashuv kol ha'tzelim. So he wanted the lazy people to go home. So there are two tests here. Rabag said the first test is the person who is going to be Yarei Hashem, not somebody who follows avodah zara. The second test is the person who picks it up. Ki ayah chriyal abrikayim l'shtos minagad selim, because people bowing down on their knees, that's the way the lazy people did it. Haloka can be a dayam hema charutzim vehem hamuchanim lemalchama. Okay, so the Abarbanel sort of explaining the Ralbag, or maybe doing a better job of explaining the Ralbag than I did when I read it the first time, it's basically saying that there are two tests here. There's the test of the dogs versus the kneelers, and then you have the test of the people with the hands. Let's go a little further. Vaniach shov in the bold face. Vaniach shov she asa nisayon hazeh lahavdil kol habirkayim asher lo karu la baal. And and my thinking was that he wanted to separate the people that bow down and the people who didn't bow down to the baal. Ki basher lo karu yoshiat Yisrael. With those people who didn't bow down, those are the people you want to save the Jewish people with. Ulafisha shosim bikriya shosim b'sif so sehem ve'ena malakikim b'lashonam. And now he says the people who drink while kneeling down, they drink besif so sehem with their lips. The ena melakikim bilshonam, and they don't use their tongues. They're sort of, I guess, bowing down and just slurping it up with their lips. Lachein amar kol asher yilok bilshonam and amayim kasher yilok hakelav, as opposed to a dog that is using his tongue to lap it up. Lap it up. The nisayon wasn't about using their hands or not. A dog has no hands to use. What is the criteria that is being suggested by contrasting the dog? You know, the people who drink like the dogs and the people who drink kneeling down. Ki im sheyalok belashon velo yishta bepeh uvisvasav bigmiya. But it's actually about who uses their tongue versus who uses their lips. Let's just take that a little further to explain it. Go further. Rotza lomar shelo hayu shosim bigmiya ki im bilakika bilashonam. Those people who what's ligmoa, to swallow, to just sort of slurp it up. Kiim bilakika bilashona, but rather people who lap it up with their tongues. So what is this? where are we going with this? Eini karhai nisayim biyos hashtiyah biyad. It's not about using your hands or not. Kiim biyosam bilakikas haloshon shiyase oso akelev ha'adam me'umad. He says human beings and dogs are similar in the following. They drink standing up. Now a dog is lower down to the ground, but he's still in a standing position. V'lo bigmias hapeh, and not just wolfing it down. Pasvatayim she'i efshar she'yase ki'im b'chriya v'ishtacha v'ishtacha vaya. So in other words, so what is v'laze amar v'chol yesaram karu al birkeim l'shtos mayim? So what is the criteria of drinking like while standing versus drinking while prostrating themselves? So he says that's exactly it. It's not about taking the hand to the mouth. It's about, are you bowing or are you not bowing? And this is sort of a roundabout way of saying it. So the Abarbanel first explaining the Ralbag, and then sort of saying his own idea.
This come all to Rashi.
Well, no, he's
down to what?
Yes, but he's trying to explain what is the metaphor here. What is the use of explaining the dog? So really, in a certain sense, it's really just a way of saying somebody who's standing versus somebody who's prostrating themselves. The Amar Hashem Yisparach Shebeshalosh Meosi Hayem Yoshias Yisrael Rotz Lomar Shizchusam Omedes Laad Lefi Shelohaya Bahem Birkayim Asher Karu Labal. So all of these people, whether it's the Ralbag or the Abarbanel or Rashi, one way or the other, they are trying to address either broadly or in more detail what this criteria is, and the criteria seems to be whether they're bowing down to Baal or not. So if we go back to the Pasuk is those who drink the water like a dog, let's say like the Abarbanel says, standing, so they're not bowing down, versus the people that bow down, which indicates that they were over the Avodah Zarah. And this seems to be the sort of the classic way that you read the Pasuk. However, there is another way to read this Pasuk. And the reason why I want to try to find another way to read the pasuk, is because really these mefarshim, Rashi, Ralbag, Abarbanel, I don't think, Abarbanel a little bit, but really, is it necessary for the pasuk to describe them as kasher malakikim, as hakelev? If you really wanted to say those who bow versus those who don't bow, it seems to be such a denigrating way to say that. So, I would like to see if there is more to the metaphor of kasher malakikim as hakelev than simply a roundabout way of saying people standing. Because it's such a negative way to say it, I would think that maybe there's something more there. So I want to share with you something that I saw, and I don't know who the author is, but so I can't say it b'shem Omram. But it goes to, who said it? Who said that the first pasuk? Fred, you said it. The first pasuk hey. Most Mefarshim read that these are two sides of a coin here. Those people who bow like a dog, who bow to the ground, who prostrate themselves, and those people who drink like a dog. And these are two groups. And the people who drink like a dog are the good guys. And in Pasuk 6, we say that there are 300 of them. The problem with saying that is, number one, what I just said before, Malakikim Esakelev is a really negative way to say that. Then number two, Pasuk Vav doesn't even reference the dog thing at all. Pasuk Vav comes up with entirely new criteria. Vayihim Espar Malakikim Biyadam El Piyam Shlosh Meosish, the people who pick it up and brought it to their to their mouths. So how do we understand this? So perhaps you have to understand that Pasuk Hey is not two groups of people. One is the good guys and one are the not good guys. But these are both groups of people that are not particularly desirous. And read it this way. Vayomer Hashem el Gidon kol asher yalok bilshono min amayim kasher yalok hakelev tatzigo solavad. Whoever prostrates themselves, or not prostrates, whoever laps it up like a dog, not interested in them, put them aside. The chol asher yichral b'kav lishtos, and those who prostrate themselves also, tatzigo solavad, put them aside too. In other words, all of those people away. It's not one people on this side and one group on that side, but both of them are tatzigo solavad. Okay? Now, that being the case, we can push that aside for a moment and then say, well, what is the criteria? The actual criteria is Malakikim Biyadam El Pihem. So why is Malakikim Biyadam El Pihem versus the Kelev or the Kriya? Why is that a good criteria? What is the criteria at hand over here? So can anybody here just sort of speculate for a moment, just looking at the criteria of bringing the water to your mouth?
Care. You'd be careful, make sure there's nothing hidden or bugs or...
Okay, you're careful about what you're drinking, okay? And therefore, therefore that's...
Well, you're going to come back alive. In other words, the careful soldier is what you want. You don't want a careless soldier.
Right, okay. All right, so again, back to sort of very practical considerations. We want careful, not careless soldiers, okay? Anybody else? Yeah, Fred?
For someone that's preoccupied with their physical needs. It was the one that's lapping down.
The one that's lapping down is preoccupied with their physical needs.
It's his own needs. The one that's standing up and bringing it from hand to mouth is also alert and also has a certain spiritual quality.
What's the spiritual quality that you're saying? Is aware of other people, you're saying?
Of the greater.
Oh, okay. So what Fred is saying is that somebody who's lapping up like a dog or prostrating themselves on the ground, it's a very, it's hedonistic, right? It's hedonistic. But somebody who picks it up and brings to their mouth, it is a little bit more refined and indicates that I'm not just about trying to, Not just to get the water in my mouth. There indicates a certain spiritual refinement. Okay? Anybody else? Yeah?
Well, I don't know. It's maybe too much. But when you take and you look at something, quite often that's what you do before you make a bracha and before you give thanks to Hashem. You're first supposed to look at it and see what you're being thankful for.
Okay, certain mindfulness. In other words, before you drink it, you're mindful of what you have, and there is a perhaps a gratitude to the Rabbona Shalom for this opportunity. Again, as opposed to a dog that's just, you know, rushing in, or somebody who's very thirsty, who's prostrating themselves on the ground. Again, a very base, hedonistic, you know, type of approach. Yeah.
But then the dog's going to come over and lick you and say thank you.
Okay. Right. So,
they go to war. Whom you want? To brutes you want in the war? Especially how they was fighting the war. They're killing with a knife, not intelligent people.
Okay, so you're saying the Navi's criteria is off entirely.
So something we don't understand why is...
Okay, all right. In other words, it sounds like we want people...
want to see how they're intelligent, they do this, they do this. But in a war, you need something else.
But maybe in a Jewish army, you don't want... maybe in a Jewish army, you don't want brutes. Maybe that's exactly the point. Maybe the point is that in a Jewish army you don't want brutes.
Maybe they should look that way. Yep. Who's the Jewish army?
That Hashem is putting together this army, telling Gideon. In other words, he's okay. Anybody else have a thought about the Malakikim Biyad El Pihem?
At the same time, when you're bringing it to your mouth, you're alert in the surroundings. That should be occupied with your.
Okay. All right, so again, I want to share with you again, I don't know who this author is, but it's not my own, but I think it's true. There in Hebrew grammar, there are, for the same verb, you can have different conjugations, different constructions. So you have something called binyan kal. That's the sort of standard way we speak. You want to say, I'm going, ani holech, right? That's binyan kal. If you want to say I build, ani boneh, that's binyan kal. But then ani notein, I'm giving something, that's binyan kal. But then there are other binyanim. There's like hifil, which is reflexive. I give myself, right? I dress myself. Ani mitlabesh. Ani lovesh means I'm dressing someone. Ani mitlabesh means I'm dressing myself. There are all types of binyanim of conjugations in Hebrew grammar. So he says the following. That there are two binyanim being employed over here. You have binyan kal, which is lakak, which means to somebody who is bringing the water to their mouth. They are aiding and assisting themselves kasher yalak hakelev. That is, the person is helping themselves to assist themselves to bring the water to their mouth. Somehow, the lapping it up is helping themselves to bring the water. But then, there is binyan piel, and that is a stronger type of verb here. Let me just read this to you. Lakak bivinyan kal mashma'o sha'av mayim bezrat ha'peh o halashon. If a person is lapping it up, binyan kal, that means that they're using their mouth or their tongue. In other words, they're actually doing it themselves. However, there is likek binyan piel, which means they are causing something to occur. Azar la'atzmo lilkok. Meaning, hevia mayim biyadav el piem kidei sheyuchal lilkok otam bezrat hapeh. Kal is you're doing it. Piel is you're causing it to be done. It's a causative verb, right? So if I am lapping it up, that means I'm doing it. If it's piel, that means I'm taking my hands and I'm causing it to be brought to my mouth. What's the difference between these two? So you have the kelev is yalak, and the first side is yalak binyan kal, and then you have milakakim biadam el pihem. So what's the difference between these two? From a thought perspective here. So he says the following. Number one, You could answer that milakek biado yachol livdok et hamayim lifnei shehu shote otam. Somebody who's using their hands, binyan piel, what does it say? Vayhi mispar hamilakekim biadam. Milakek biad is binyan piel. Somebody who does that, that's somebody who is diligent, who is thoughtful, who is mindful about their surroundings, their presence, the Rabboni Shel Olam. This is the kind of person that you want. And it's all signified just the way they drink. Somebody who's just lapping it up, lakak, binyan kal, that's a very unrefined person. You don't want a person like that. He is not diligent, he is not mindful, he is not, disciplined. There's no discipline. A Jewish army, a Jewish soldier, is somebody who needs mindfulness and discipline and diligence. These are all character traits of a spiritually refined person, as opposed to somebody who's lakak, somebody who's just dropping down and lapping it up. So pasuk hey is binyan kal kasher yalo kakelev, and pasuk vav is binyan piel. It's different. The a second view of this, what? So you have the two. So the first two groups are out, and the third group is the group that's in. But it's not so much about the dog and this. It's really about the language of kasher yalak versus milakek, and whether he's doing it himself, just lapping it up, or bringing it to his mouth, signifies a different character. So that's one way of looking at it. Number two, misha malakek biado mare al ha tach shavot b'chaver hitchashvut b'chavero. Somebody said this also, that somebody who is bringing it up to their mouth rather than prostrating themselves or lying down or bringing their head down to the water like a dog, is somebody who has cognizance of the people around them. Think about it. There are thousands of people here that need water. So you can bring the water up to your mouth, right? So you have your spot, you bend down, you take the water, you bring it to your mouth. Or you can take up 6 feet of space and plop yourself down and lap up the water. So somebody who is milakek, yad el peh, somebody who does it that way, signifies that they are cognizant of their surroundings, of the people around themselves, and have sensitivity to those who are around themselves. That's number two. Number three, mishala milakek biado mare al histapkut bamuat. Somebody who picks it up in their hand signifies that they can make do with a little bit less. Somebody who is prostrating themselves, who is plopping down and just gobbling it all up. In other words, there's this gets to maybe what you were saying, like a hedonism versus somebody who has a little bit of derech eretz. He doesn't need to throw it all in his mouth. So if you look at it from this perspective, and then finally, Misha Malakek Biado, Mariash Hu Loratz Elechroa, somebody who picks it up doesn't want to prostrate themselves like for Avodah Zarah. So if you look at the key here as Milakek versus Lakak, Binyan Piel versus Binyan Kal, Binyan Piel is about doing something which causes it to come to your mouth, versus Lakak, which means you just drop down and get it one way or the other. Then Pasuk Hey is entirely the dogs and the Avodah Zarah people, they're all out. Pasuk Vav, when you're doing it Binyan Piel, when you're bringing it to your mouth, they're in. What's the difference? So we had four different criteria here. Either Avodah Zarah versus not Avodah Zarah, sensitivity to others versus insensitive, mindfulness about... mindfulness about what you're drinking, right? Being careful about it. In his words, they're making sure that you're not eating anything which is which is forbidden. Again, there's that even in this, it's about trying to tease out the spiritual refinement of the soldier, whether he's concerned about the kashrus of the water, if you will, whether he's sensitive to others, that he's not taking up more space than necessary. He's mistapek b'muat. He can live on a little bit less water. And he's not so hedonistic, or that he doesn't want to bow down.
And it's,
All,
actually a comment. Jewish army is different.
Right. So that's it. So a Jewish army is different. That's what is being tested over here when he says, give me three, I'd rather 300 people with these qualities than 10,000 people that don't have the that don't have these qualities. And his this author's final view over here is, you know, listen to this, Yitachen gam she'ein kol hevdel ekroni bein misha malakek levein misha lokek bilshono. There's really no difference between them. Pashut hayu pachas anashim shalikiku biyadeim. It happens to be less people did it this way than did it that than did it that way. And it was just a don't. In other words, don't look into it that don't look into it that deeply. But I prefer to look into it more deeply, the other four, and say that this is a test that the drinking like a dog or not like a dog, bowing down and not bowing down, is indeed not just a throwaway line, but we see by the strange construction of the pasuk and the ambiguity of it that there's much to delve in. And what is being pointed out here, in fact, in my view, are the qualities of what is necessary to be a spiritually refined soldier in a spiritually refined army of Hashem. And that is the army of Gideon.
Thank you.